You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio, local, state, national. Man, we are covering down on all the stuff. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, hey, by the way, breaking news before I move to the next part of the Triple Dipper. Breaking news just came out just about the last 45 minutes that Olivia Newton-John has passed away. How about that? Olivia Newton-John passed away dead at the age of 73. 73 is not young, but it's not old either, if you know what I'm saying. But Olivia Newton-John, it says, died peacefully at her ranch in Southern California this morning, surrounded by family and friends. According to an Instagram post shared by her family, we ask that everyone please respect their privacy. She's been a symbol of triumphs and hope for over 30 years, they say, sharing her journey with breast cancer. She was known for all kinds of hits like Physical and You're the One That I Want. We started alongside John Travolta in Grease, which, you know, became a huge piece of pop culture. But, yep, that's it. That's sad. That's there she is, Olivia Newton-John, passed away at the age of 73, survived by her husband, John, her daughter, Chloe, her sister, Sarah, and other members of the family who were all around her at the time she passed away. So the fact that they were surrounding her when she passed away tells me that her health had declined to the point that the family was there. And not surprised. So, but nonetheless, there's a music icon, an entertainment icon, gone. That's a piece of my generation. Was Grease? Boomer, was Grease big for you? Did you watch that?
We watched Grease.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, all the time.
All the time. I remember. Yeah,
at least once a week. Had to have a Grease snack. All right. Okay. All right. Olivia Newton-John dead at the age of 73. Breaking news. All right, let me switch gears. All right, so today so far, and if you want to call in, by the way, I'll take calls. Call in when you feel like it. 833-68-RIGHT. That's our number. 833-687-4448. That is 833-68-RIGHT. Okay, so here's the topics we've covered so far. Adventures in woke world. I had a plethora, a buffet, a cornucopia, if you will, of woke stories from around the nation. Somewhere, you know, not so big a deal. There was like cheesy, like, you know, vegan sausage at Cracker Barrel of all places. And then others were maddening, like University of Kansas having a class on angry white males. Like, what? There's a no-win situation, by the way. I said earlier, if I were to go to the class and be offended by the class and then raise my hand and say that I was offended by the class, I would be accused of being an angry white male because the class made me angry. What do you do with that? It's ridiculous. Anyway, waste of public... It's a public university, by the way. Waste of public tax dollars. I'd like to know, are they teaching using public dollars, or is there an endowment of some kind? And if so, where did the endowment come from? Anyway, so I had a whole section there on adventures in woke world. You are welcome to call in, which included, by the way, the story that Boomer brought up again a minute ago about the 80-year-old woman, 80 years old, who would go and swim for exercise at the YMCA only to be shocked when there was a transgender man, woman, whatever they are, in the locker room. And she took offense more for the young 4- and 5-year-olds who were changing their clothes to go swimming for the swim team or something. She was offended for them. And when she confronted them, she was told she could never come back. Oh, boy. Adventures in Woke World, that was number one. Spendorama. We spent some time unpacking that. We had Congressman Mo Brooks call in and talk about it. But the Democrats just rammed through on a totally split 50-50 with the vice president casting the tiebreaker vote. A bill to spend $739 billion, which raises taxes, which throws chunks of change at green energy initiatives. And oh, by the way, increases the size of the IRS by upwards of 87,000 IRS agents. What in God's name? So you want to talk about woke world or Spendorama? Call on in. But right now what I'm doing is switching to number 3 on the Triple Dipper. I got all the way to 3, Boomer. Woohoo! Yes. Anyway, number 3, fit to fight. Now, I will predicate this by saying I love the U.S. military. Like, I've had to spend inordinate amounts of time away from my family because of the military, but nonetheless, I love the U.S. military. It's generational in my family. My grandfather, my father, myself, you know, other members of my family serving in a variety of capacities, and I had 30 years total of service when you count deployments and active and guard, reserve, all the different pieces of my time on military service. All that to say, I am highly critical of the way things are going right now, highly critical. But I believe that I've earned the right to be critical. So before anyone takes what I'm about to start going into and believes that in some way I am dissing the U.S. military, no, I am dissing the leadership. I am dissing the leadership right now of not only the U.S. military, but certainly of the Biden administration as commander-in-chief and the subordinates in the Secretary of Defense office that handle our U.S. military right now. And they're handling it badly. Well, General Jack Keane came on Fox News, interview with Martha McCallum, and this is about a month old. No, not even that. It's more like 3 weeks old. Talking about military recruitment. But that's what I'm going to talk about, fit to fight. There's a variety of things about this, but this clip, which was so good that I thought, you know what, I may have played this once before back when it was fresh, but I went back and got it again because what I'm about to talk about is literally, is our military being led down a road to being combat ineffective? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question, but I'm deeply concerned about the state of our U.S. military. You get that clip, Boomer, I'll tell you what, clip one, this is General Jack Keane talking about the state of military recruitment right now. Go ahead and hit it.
Yeah, this is pretty challenging. We've had an all-volunteer force since the end of the Vietnam War in 1975, and we've had our ups and downs before with recruiting, but this one is particularly significant. I mean, there's two real issues here. One is the eligibility pool itself, Martha, and that is those who are qualified to meet the requirements of the United States military. That number is down to 23%. When I was on active duty, we were concerned when it was at 35%. So 75% plus of American youth are not qualified to be in its military. Why is that? One, for moral reasons, and that's largely crime. If you committed a crime, we're just not going to take you. The second issue is medical, and this has exploded. We have far too many people who have comorbidity issues at such a young age, largely obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other issues that disqualify them. In some cases, they can get a waiver, but that also takes time to do. And then the third thing, I refer to it as mental, but it's also academics, in the sense that we have far too many people, Martha, who can't pass the aptitude test to get inside the United States military. That is an indictment, in my judgment, of our secondary high school education system. Right. Because the major reason they can't pass the test is they can't read at the proper level.
Wow. Wow. All right, General Jack Keane laying it out there. First of all, understand what he said is that we are seeing something like we've not seen since the 70s when it comes to recruiting. They are not making mission. I guarantee you, if there's a recruiter out there and you want to, or you have somebody who knows someone in recruiting, I would love to hear someone call in and say, here's what we're dealing with. But yeah, it is way down. Why is it way down? Well, General Keane first addressed the military recruiting pool. All right. There are issues in leadership. I believe this is, but he also pointed out that culturally speaking, not just, but so when you see things happening in a cultural sense, understand that's the pool from which we recruit for the military. And culturally speaking, what we're seeing right now, one is the eligibility pool is way down in part because of what he, sort of labeled as moral issues, meaning that largely crime. I would also suggest that drug use is a big part of it, which is a crime, but in some places it's not. So if you live in a state where marijuana is legalized, guess what? In the military, you still can't piss hot and be able to stay in. So the reality is You're going to wind up seeing kids who can't join because they live in a place that has culturally gotten them adapted to the idea of not being capable, whether they are, you know, have a criminal record, whether they are a drug user, but morally speaking, the pool is smaller. Secondly, he also pointed out medical. Too many kids these days do not have what it takes physically to be able to join the military. They can't pass the physical training tests. They can't, you know, keep up. They can't tote the ruck. They can't lift that thing or drag that person or carry that buddy who may get wounded in combat. They can't put on the body armor and be able to sustain because their backs, their bones are not set up for it. It's unbelievable to me that we are at that point. And it's because we have become a nation that has so many comorbidities. At young ages, obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, all of them are disqualifiers, and all of them are more rampant than they've ever been. And the third thing he labels mental, as academics, really. But I would also suggest this, and he says this in his second audio clip, which I'm going to play in just a minute. He alludes to something, but he doesn't want to just basically trounce the current leadership. But if you read between the lines, what he's basically saying is there are other issues and they need to do a study on these. So I'll tell you what, Boomer, take us to a break, man. We'll do the break. We'll come right back. I'm going to play you a second clip of General Jack Keane, and then we're going to start breaking it down. What is happening? Heritage.com, the Heritage Foundation, they label it the woke takeover of the U.S. military. I've got other articles here that talk about, you know, things like the vaccine mandates and what's that doing. What did Trump say he's going to do about the vaccine mandates in the military? We'll talk about that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Phil Williams sitting here, solid conservative and just plain right at 4:23 p.m. So, listen, I'm in number three of the Triple Dipper, fit to fight. Boomer, you got that second General Keane audio clip. So here's the thing. General Keane, I played an audio clip earlier. It was the first half of a statement. Before he went on too far into, you know, recruiting issues. And by the way, later in the clip, he began to actually outline numbers, like how far they are below mission right now, recruiting mission. But before he did that, though, he addressed in the first segment, he addressed the fact that the recruiting pool, if you will, is reduced. And it's a cultural thing. It's cultural that we are seeing fewer candidates for military service. But then there's a place where he was trying to be nuanced. You could tell he was trying to be careful. He's been the chief of staff of the Army. He's a retired four-star. He knows what it means to be the chief of staff of the Army. He's trying not to beat up the guys that are in there now, but you could hear it. Boomer, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead. You ready on that? Go ahead and play it.
The major reason they can't pass the test is they can't read at the proper level. And obviously, that's very challenging to have somebody like that in the military. Also, we want high school diploma graduates as well. So that number, that pool has gone down. And then inside the pool, this has nothing to do with who wants to come, who doesn't want to come. This is just who's eligible. And then inside the pool, the propensity to enlist, in other words, the desire to enlist, is going down inside that pool. And we heard the introduction there from the Vice Chief of Staff in the Army as to one of those reasons is certainly the economy itself. There's very low unemployment. And when that takes place, the military is also challenged. Coming out of COVID, likely another challenge here. And I think the Army's got to just do a comprehensive study. They're going to do that. They don't need me to tell them to do that, to kind of figure out some other factors that certainly may be involved in, and what they can do to incentivize young people to join. This is going to be a full court press on their point. Here's the numbers. Give you a sense of it, Martha.
All right, good enough. He was about to go in the numbers, and it was some of the same numbers I've been telling you about how far they are below recruiting mission. But did you hear what he said? That once you get past the fact that we have fewer people eligible, once you get into those who are still eligible, even still, the desire to enlist has gone down. If the desire to enlist has gone down, he said part of that's going to be because there's other jobs available. Unemployment is not as high as it's been. COVID has been an issue. But those two things aside, there's less of a desire, and you can hear it. He said at one point, there also needs to be, he said, a comprehensive study on other factors. I hear that, and I what I know is being said is his veiled way of saying, fellas, make it something they want to do again. Get it back to where it was. I'm just telling you, we are looking at a crisis in recruiting, but Heritage.com calls it the woke takeover of the U.S. military. So it's not, it's the other factors that I want to talk about right now. What are they doing to the military that they can control? Why is the desire to enlist so far down within those who could enlist if they wanted to? What comprehensive study on other factors? Well, I would suggest that there are things that are being done to the Biden administration right now, by the Biden administration right now, that literally are designed almost to weaken our military. Got a caller on line one. Yeah, let me grab the. Oh, it's Sparky. Hey, Sparky, how you doing, man?
I'm good, and it is very concerning. I myself did 26 years active and have worked with and for the Army in a lot of ways ever since. And it is true, when recruiting and assessing, there's never going to be an easy fix once you've got a bubble or a problem, right? Because it takes many years to work your way back out of it. And then inside the military, when you lose all focus on war fighting, and soldiers accomplishing a mission, and you spend more time on the kinder, gentler classes on cultural sensitivity, celebration of transgender wonderfulness, and then your entire promotion system finds itself based in identity, racial, and gender politics, as opposed to rewarding true warfighters for achievement. That's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
I think it's precisely what the far left socialists want. They want a weak military because they've resented what they can view as a conservative, mighty military might, and of course, as Barack Obama called it, crusaderism around the world. It bothers me. It worries me a lot. And there will not be a quick fix with the next president. Trust me, it's going to take years to dig out of this hole.
Yeah, it really is. When'd you hang up the uniform, Sparky?
I retired out of Fortress Leavenworth in 2003 and came immediately here, and I've been working at Redstone ever since.
Okay. So, all right, then you didn't have to see some of what we saw on the officer evaluation reports. When I would do OERs and I had to rate junior officers, I had to spend time talking about whether they did or did not align with the commander's sexual harassment and equal employment opportunity policies. I mean, I would literally have to do away with other more valuable content to make sure that I had the mandatory language that they complied with SHARP and EO. It was ridiculous. Hey, Sparky, appreciate you, man. Thanks for your service. Thank you very much. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Call in, 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Man, we are coming down from around Clanton all the way to the Tennessee line, from Tuscaloosa over yonder to Gadsden. Yeah, I'm telling you, we're blanketing the northern half of this state. Solid conservative and just plain right. Okay, so we are in Fit to Fight. Before we do that, I've got to tell you real quickly about Just Love Coffee Cafe. I love just breaking in and doing this because, I mean, they've been with us for so long now, and it's so easy to brag on their stuff. So if you've not been to Just Love Coffee Cafe, let me just suggest to you, it is worth the time. Maybe it's a breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Maybe it's an afternoon break. Maybe it's driving in the morning. You're tired of the usual biscuit at the drive-thru, so you stop in there. Do they have food? Oh, yes, they have food. Oh, yeah, they got good food. They got stuff that would just blow your socks off. Yeah, they've got like, they call it the womlet. It's an amazing omelet cooked in a waffle iron. They've got waffles. They've got things you can grab to go, by the way. They got the breakfast burrito and other things. But on top of that, they've got amazing award-winning coffees. They got the kind that Charlene calls the treat coffees, like the cappuccinos, the lattes, the espressos. Then they got the award-winning dry roast, grind the beans fresh cup of black coffee, light roast, medium roast, dark roast. Oh, it's the elixir of life. Okay, so anyway, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations in our listening area. One on Hughes Road in Madison out towards City Hall. The other on South Memorial Parkway. Stay tuned. I'm hearing a third location is in the works. So just be aware. But Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations for now. Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. All right, I am in number three of the Triple Dipper. Fit to fight. The military, is it fit to fight? What are they doing to our military? Every once in a while, I got to revisit this. Sometimes it's because there's an old article that refreshed, and sometimes it's because, you know, there's new stuff out there. So when you take into account vaccine mandates, when you take into account cultural issues that liberals are creating, when you take into account the wokeness in the military, all of it creating a recruiting nightmare that you have to also then wonder, what are they also doing to readiness? Their readiness is being reduced by the inability to recruit. Readiness is being reduced by the number of people that they're forcing out of uniform service due to vaccine mandates. Readiness is being reduced by the amount of time that our combat forces are having to take away from active training on military skills and warfighting to do things like, you know, systemic racism and EO and sexual harassment, and it's on and on and on. It's like the military has become a petri dish for experimentation. Well, that's where we are. So, story that came out last year, May of last year. This is what reminded me of this. I actually saw Mark Levin reference this story, and I had to go find it. The woke takeover of the U.S. military endangers us all. A story from Heritage.com, which is the Heritage Foundation. Dakota Wood, Mike Gonzalez. Dakota Wood, by the way, had, about a 28 or 26-year career in the Marine Corps. And they point out, remember this? A Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, who was fired from Space Force because he was concerned about the level of ideological training that his troops were having to go through. And it says in here, the woke left views the military as a crucial ideological battlefield. And much of the brass and civilian leadership at the Pentagon are prepared to fight on behalf of the woke cause. They talk about imposing anti-American racial ideologies on troops, which directly threatens our national security because it spreads ideas that undermine confidence in the actual principles that are the underpinnings of our Constitution. He goes on to point out, when you instruct them that our Constitution and the beliefs incorporated into it by the founders were meant to perpetuate white supremacy, then you have to wonder, why would they want to take an oath to defend the U.S. Constitution? You see, this is the stuff that I believe that General Keane was referring to when he said other issues or other matters that need to be examined. And he goes on to talk about the fact that our current administration seems to have an apparent intent, they say, to introduce wrong-headed and highly inflammatory, even Marxist ideologies into the military ranks. The Navy's professional reading program last year was found to include books that portrayed America as systemically racist, promoting the view that the Constitution was written to perpetuate white supremacy. The Defense Department at one point, I need to track this down, but the Defense Department at one point was reportedly considering hiring a private company to monitor the free speech of military personnel on social media. I'm just saying, why would you want to enlist in an organization that is not going to let you be what they say they are? Instead, they're going to try to mold you to be what they, on the liberal side, want you to be. Well, let's take a look at this. Let's break it down into categories. There's the woke piece that I believe is Why do you want to sign up to protect and defend the Constitution if they're going to teach you that the Constitution is all about systemic racism? But then you got the thing about the vaccine mandate. And I guarantee that we are seeing a recruiting issue on the vaccine mandates. Remember, we beat the vaccine mandates in most areas of society. The one place we've not been able to entirely beat it is in the military. Now, Navy and I think Air Force personnel have had some pretty serious lawsuits that have put all that on hold. It's been temporarily enjoined pending the outcome of the merits of the case. But what's Trump saying about the vaccine mandates? So the Epoch Times, dated today, this is interesting. Former President Donald Trump said on August 7th, that's yesterday, that if he returns to the White House in 2025, he'll rehire service members who lost their jobs by refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine. He said, I think it's a disgrace what happened to them. He said, I'd let them back, and I'd give them back pay. So I would give them their back pay, I'd let them back, and they understand that. They know it. Back pay, if you're not familiar, is just a common remedy for wage violations. I mean, the bottom line is, if you were unjustly treated at work and you're allowed to take your position back, you get your seniority and your back pay and benefits in spades. And that's what Trump says he would do. He's laying that one out there for everybody to ruminate on a little bit. All right. But then you got a great article. Which one is it? Here it is. Yeah, Wall Street Journal. James Eifert wrote a piece this past Thursday. And I had to remind myself who James Eifert was. Oh, that's right. He was the Adjutant General of the Florida National Guard until most recently. And he wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal. The vaccine mandate puts national security at risk. Are we fit to fight? Well, they want to say you're only fit to fight if you got the shot. But what are they doing to the force with the 60,000 Guard and reservists who did not get the shot? And General Eifert says, I've never been more worried about the future of the U.S. Armed Forces than I am right now. He said, I say that as a concerned citizen who has served for more than 40 years, the last three of which has been as the Adjutant General of Florida National Guard. One of the military's most foundational duties is to recruit and retain men and women willing to defend their country. Unfortunately, current federal policy is rendering that goal unattainable. He goes on to point out that 40,000 National Guard members, 20,000 Army reservists nationwide are at risk of involuntary termination. He says, while the Pentagon suggests that military readiness is at risk with anything less than maximum vaccination, it's vital that we consider the real consequences of enforcing this mandate. He says, my Florida National Guard formations face the potential loss of 1,000 unvaccinated guardsmen out of a 12,000 total force. That leaves us shorthanded as our state enters hurricane season, while more than 1,000 soldiers and airmen are also deployed on federal missions. So yeah, let's stop and think about this. And oh, by the way, I've said it before multiple times, it also depends on the unit. So let's say, for instance, in the Alabama National Guard, we have a National Guard Special Forces, Green Berets. We have a National Guard Special Forces group headquarters and a line battalion of Green Berets and a support battalion of riggers and support personnel here in Alabama's National Guard. All right, we're going to lose potentially upwards of 18% of Alabama's National Guard. What if a lot of that was in the line battalion of a Green Beret unit? Can you imagine what that does to readiness for that unit? So you may say, well, you know, it's only 18% of the total force. Where? Because units can become combat ineffective when they reach a certain degradation of their manning levels. Vaccine mandates. Are we fit to fight? Well, they want you to have the shot. Otherwise, you're not fit to fight. But apparently, the vice president can be around the president who has COVID and still go on our schedule and everything's fine. And apparently, the president, the commander-in-chief who issued this order, he can, oh, by the way, be vaccinated and quadruple boosted and still get it and then re-get it. And oh, by the way, sit there on camera going, I'm fine. Everything's going to be good. But it's a good thing I was vaccinated and boosted. Well, what we're hearing here, folks, is that if the current variants are not knocking down a man who's, you know, old as Methuselah, then what are the odds it's going to hurt the 19-year-old E4, you know, squad leader in a line infantry unit? Not likely. Not likely. What else we got here in this? Oh, I tell you what, let me do this. Great place for a break. Boomer, take us to the break. We'll go to the break. We'll come right back. We'll wrap this thing up. If you want to call, call. Adventures in Woke World, Spindorama, Fit to Fight, anything else we've talked about. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I got a caller online. Oh, I do. Yeah, it's Jeff from Indiana. Jeff, how you doing, man?
Doing great, Phil.
Good, good, good. What's up?
Hey, you know, to do all this wokeism, you know, they're trying to weed everybody out of the military. Yeah, you know, I think what they're trying to do is to weed all the conservatives out of the military so that if one of these days that we have to rise up against tyranny, they'll come out against us. They will stick the United States forces against the American people. And with the mindset that the liberals have, you know, I believe they'd probably shoot us.
Wow. Well, you know what? You'd love to believe that would not be the case. I mean, you got the issues, legally speaking, of posse comitatus. You're not supposed to use U.S. troops on U.S. soil. But even still, I do agree with you, though, at the very least, on the fact that I think they are trying to create a woke military. They're trying to soften the image. They're trying to create, you know, something that conservatives don't want to be a part of.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, if you take all the leadership and everything and get rid of all the conservative leaders all the way down through the ranks, you know, there's not going to be that one person that stands up and says, no, this is an unlawful order. I will not follow it.
Yeah, you know, and I remember distinctly one time hearing a guy say, and it stuck with me forever. He said that when an order is given by a superior officer, unless it is illegal, immoral, or unethical, it should be followed. But being popular is not one of the criteria. And right now, what we're seeing is wokeness is a popular issue, and they're trying to get all these things done.
Yeah, it just, like I say, it's this whole. Everything's going downhill, and you know, good men will have to step in and stop this. You know, hopefully before it gets too late.
Well, I'm hoping the good folks show up come the midterms, and we see this thing a complete sea shift, and that Washington gets taken back, and we can put some of this to a stop. But all right, Jeff. By the way, Jeff, are you the one who called in and said you're on the monkeypox task force?
Yes. Yeah, Private Jeff. Reporting for duty, Colonel Williams, Task Force Monkeypox, Prairie Dogging Division.
Oh, all right, brother. Have a good day on the road. Oh, my
you
gosh.
Too, buddy.
Oh, my gosh. We didn't do the logo, Boomer. We forgot to do the logo for the Monkeypox Task Force. I mean, it's got to be done. So just. It's gonna have to happen.
We'll have to post it everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, we got to have a patch for, you know, all of it. All right, listen, I'm good. Hey, you had another call too. Somebody left a message. What was that? Oh, I know what it was. Oh, you posted on the board there.
Yeah.
Oh, are the 87,000? Okay, question by a caller. You go ahead, man.
Yeah, question by the caller. Are the 87,000 IRS agents that are going to be hired? Are they going to have to be vaccinated? What a good question.
Good question. You know what? I think the answer is supposed to be yes, because federal employees, I believe, are subject. You know what? I could be wrong. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if the Federal Employees Union got that. You know what's going to happen, though? Here's what's going to happen. They're going to pass this thing. I hope they don't. But if they pass this thing, we're going to be stuck with it. And then even if we get the Republicans in, unless they repeal it, the hiring go forward. However, the Republicans will change things so the vaccine mandate goes away. And so then we're hiring without a mandate. That's what I bet's going to happen. Wow. Because, you know, we're only like, what, 85 days away from the midterm elections. It's here.
That's so close.
It is here. Praise God. It is here. All right. Listen, Marco Rubio came out the other day, August 4th, last Thursday. Story on Fox News. Rubio calls out the military's woke recruiting videos amid China tensions and says it's dangerous. So Rubio, and I saw the video, very well done. Rubio ran old recruiting videos and then lined them up against new recruiting videos. It was sad. I mean, his conclusion was, we're not preparing for the threats that we face. He talks about the first part of the video clip showed patriotic imagery and impressive firepower and paratroopers jumping out of planes and soldiers, you know, conducting their individual movement techniques and weapons drills and all that. The second part is current advertising for recruitment, showing things like the proper use of gender pronouns. And, you know, I was born with two mommies, and one day I joined the Army. Anyway, here's his words. This is Marco Rubio. Recruitment numbers are down because a lot of the working class families who are the backbone of our recruitment efforts, these are the people that have for decades sent their sons and daughters to defend our country. And they're not interested in joining some woke social experiment organization. So it's very sad. He said, I hope it's a wake-up call that we begin to reallocate resources and attention to the right things and to our military capabilities in the Pacific. I agree. And by the way, so does our own Senator Tommy Tuberville. Tuberville, AL Daily News, dated 3 weeks ago. Military recruitment, a national security emergency. So on a phone call with press, Tuberville said the United States was lacking military recruitment numbers and constituted that, as in his words, a national security emergency. And he went on to cite the things we talked about earlier with the recruiting issues in the numbers of the National Guardsmen that are not going to be, you know, retained, allegedly, because of the vaccine mandates. And the official Army website, he pointed out, says that we've not faced this level of military recruiting deficit since 1973, right after they ended the draft. And he pointed out that many of the recruits are ineligible due to their own refusal to get COVID-19 vaccines. And then he pointed out that one of the things that was very galling was that in February of last year, Secretary of Defense Austin ordered the entire Department of Defense to stand down for an entire day for education and training on extremism. What an insult to the ranks. Everybody stop what you're doing. That's mass punishment. Everybody stop what you're doing. Stand down. Stop all training. I don't care what you got going on. You're going to take lessons on extremism. As if we were pervasively filled with extremists in the ranks. Y'all, I had 30 years of service. Did not see it. And I guarantee you the vast majority of veterans will say never saw it. And if they did, it was a one-off situation. Well, listen. Tuberville joined other Republican senators calling out the Biden administration for trying to build a woke army. Diversity, equity, and inclusion training being added to military curriculum? It's just not good. All right, folks. I love our U.S. military. Thank you all for your service. Those who are still serving now, we love you. We appreciate you. And we wish this would change soon. Because I'm telling you, the best way to maintain the peace is to have a firm and adequate strength, and that comes from having a military that knows how to fight. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming up next. You got the great one, Mark Levin. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you tomorrow.